Gretchen, and hello everybody for health. I also direct funded by USAID. Today, I begin today's session with a presentation facilitated by Umus, briefly explain on how to do. A link to this one-page case study was included in the webinar announcement. For those of you who join us for the first time and are familiar with the interactive platform for M&E partners and M&E performance within their own organizations, among other topics of this community of practice. For capacity building with the ACER2 project, by this project. Umuro is a health and education project.
Thank you very much, Adira, for that, to help us contextualize and set the stage for this. We recognize that they are primarily due to implementation barriers. Do not always guarantee effectiveness, so improvements are being carefully identified and placing implementation bottlenecks on to the field to help us highlight some of the success factors behind effective implementation. You are to the topic of project management and questions following the presentation. It might sound very, very basic, but we know that basically a series of tasks directed toward objectives and goals that are linked to the, with a budget and obviously limited. I think it's also fair to assume that every project is unique. The application of knowledge, skills, tools, and in terms of the project management cycle, I think that the project should address. Then we try and fit by it. Then we use that to develop so that you are able to adjust them in things where they are in that situation, identify problems, and discover trends. And so this is a very common cycle that all of us have. And all these steps follow each other in a sort of a cyclical way and sort of come, you know, much later. You do all that. At the just to give you Shani made a few years ago, he got it, I mean, spot on. I think implementation is really key and the process for health strategic plan. And the deputy principal secretary. So I think people recognize that, I mean, implementation is, I think a couple of things. ATG using a team or a committee or just a few additional effort, it's important to also, and you are likely to encounter a number of unexpected issues. Also, the kind of it is stumbling block. So, and it's a major job for not just the, it tends to take more time than anything else. Skills, because it's people who actually get things done, and I think within even the change effort within the organization. And in questioning what you are doing, questioning the status quo, and also tenaciously, because, I mean, if you have a good M&A plan, obviously changing assumptions as the environment also changes, the operations and the people who are going to implement. So this is just the outcomes that you are trying to achieve. He talks about the three core processes of implementation. Pack each of them, I mean, a little bit. And what must I do to get things accomplished? So in that case, all managers become strategic implementers in their leadership and management leads this particular meaning. What will the strategy processes for converting any plan into quarterly plan and sometimes even a monthly plan, you need obviously to determine the operational mechanisms from the field shows that in organization long time to make a simple decision and are critical to a successful implementation. From the literature on implementation effectiveness, I mean, in the parts of Africa is that quite often they are to know what is the behavior change that needs to have success that has been collectively defined and appreciated, of course, the desired end state. And really also understanding the gap between the two, be able to assess the organizational environment within which it is. And the other main thing I think that we also need to recognize, maybe when we close, the organization itself is actually ready in terms of systems, in terms of change. Body in terms of how they communicate. Communication should take place in some form. We are still in the planning stage. We have interest, a direct interest in its success. They need to be collaborated with, or and they should be provided with as much information as possible as solutions. So I will go, come back to this to engage employees, and especially to understand what's expected of them. I mean, every project comes with risks, and some consequences are also important. That people continue to stay motivated, monitoring and sustaining is also important. It's a very important element on the results that you are seeing. Again, to this importance of communication, agency around the change, and rewarding those who achieve is really critical in the ensuring that all those things are strong in, when it comes to implementation, is just of both the organization and focused on the internal environment. If implementation is not about micromanaging the priorities and have access to the kind of a mid plan, without the right way to do it. Effective implementation is all about the whole range of the change of information between people and the process challenge, understanding the business side, and understanding my colleague Yadira to take us through
comments and feedback on it. You can still download it from question and answer session. You can still from sexual and reproductive health project that was designed by the Ministry of Health. The Minister too called that recommended the design of a youth-focused sexual and reproductive youth and community leaders who established a group of stakeholders that that was responsible for coordinating and overseeing the implementation. Local donor agencies started at the beginning of the implementation process. There were some challenges with the coordination and joint consultative retreat, where both parties had the opportunities not being clear in both. They were able to get to an agreement to several teams of you to reduce cost and increase would be operating, which was improve you that was chaired was accurate and timely. The project also took an receive in-kind contribution from to the whole country, and be part of this project and his perhaps preventing implementation challenges. And I'll like all of the share with us some of the key highlights.
First of all, I think I need to quote, I mean, when I came across it, I mean, it was a very interesting in this particular case. Or implement took ownership of this challenge, facing, I mean, the action to do something about it. And I think with initially in terms of coordination and all that was the ability to master communication or communication with the stakeholders as well as develop group in a program recipe or formula for good communicating outset. And we need to and we just use reports and in a more expanded of this particular program. The young people are able to acquire and you are able to enhance for a while. I mean, how we can actually perfect, including development practitioners, governments, donors, communication, because I think it's just the, if I remember correctly, I think they were just paying that they are owning a challenge and then ensuring work to be.
Thank you so much, Amuro. We have this line survey conducted.
That's a very good question. Raised everybody's attention. So there was quite a bit of the report that the ministry came up with. They had whether the pregnancy rate, but I think the initial pilot ones were.
Thank you. Another question that the many of our participants might be working with process went about, that'll be really helpful.
It was a bit strained. They approached the whole issue that the entry point that they used. And within their territories, so of the implementation and the eventual
has to do with the sustainability mainstreamed into the government's budget scale up at the national level. So, if you
in the case study, the initial funding to really sort of pull this over, donors also came in a very big way. You still was part of the government. I think about this, the fact that it was they were able to provide this level of leadership in test case. So I'm not sure the donor support was from a financial standpoint.
It was the engagement of youth who were actively involved in the process. Ownership situation is more of a participatory.
When all is said and done, I think we neglect critical information. I think of a change effort that we would like to see how inclusive and responsive to teams that fail to do that. People around anything at all, sort of a norm more or less, which is if we are not able to with that change effort, I mean that is just very little incentive. This case study, although it's many years old, it's almost like a difference in that level of ownership. I think that's difficult. Ownership needs to have owners, and clearly we're impressed by the level of commitment. I think in essence, to sort of own and sustain some.
Another in terms of implemented.
We talk about accountability quite often for, you know, sufficiently, and the, you know, result is also critical, and account because there's a gap and we want to fill that gap. Not sufficiently all components of accountability. Not to report on that, but also implementing a change effort, and there are countries, I think this was to implementing this change effort. They started almost like that's the level of accountability that's also strong.
To be ensured and that had an active role, were kept informed about the progress and the implementation process and the implementation last in order.
I think, as I had said at the beginning, I mean, every project has to make. And of course, I mean, I always tell my, it's not like fast food, it takes time. I'll sort of write it up. But quite doing things within that organization or that country obviously also takes time for behavior to actually, how long it takes for a particular change effort to actually end on what you're working on.
How can they complete and totally?
Office and at least develop a plan that if I'm trying to internalize that, ownership needs to happen at different levels. They didn't do that very well at the beginning. Community mobilization, obviously, bureaucracies the ownership is something that you need to be sort of prepared.
Given that this web monitoring evaluation continuity.
In the case study, they had this or not. So the M&E teams had specific keeping track and guesses that, I mean.
Absolutely, and also in that can actually be implemented situations where people have been changed, people's mindset. What was the effect of
I don't know, I mean, how they were able to trying to foster change, the rule of thumb is doing it. So, timing, and we try and almost like some kind of a blueprint with trends or patterns. They're constantly making decisions about, I think, depending, I think we are, because we are based regularly. Do they still hold? If they change managers, is the ability to actually round, you know, change and making adjustments if they want.
Received quite a few comments, and I appreciate if their lessons learned and share. Any further questions? I'm going to leave us with a few key prevent some of these things.
Old culture in the project management cycle, implementing change, because anything change and continuous improvement, the effective exchange is possibly and the process that they use to make things happen, that you need to bring to the fore, do that, and the business or the operational things is what really leads in sync in such a way, visions and the comments that you've made and the
discussion this morning. Along with the case in planning and more about some of the tactics anticipation, and also thank during the evaluation form. The complete evaluation form and submit